there do be times where I'd be by myself and I'd be do be questioning God, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, why did I ever put myself in this situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did I ever put myself or even step myself into this situation? God be like,
all right, Bella.
Hi.
Bella.
Yes.
Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I grew up in Colorado, in Denver.
Tell me about your family. When you were a
My
kid.
family, I'm not gonna lie, I ain't really have both my parents in my life, but I really like learned to grow up by myself, just like, you know what I'm saying? Just from being around an environment that where I need to know how to grow up, to where I know how to build myself, to where I build myself stronger, and to where I know how to cooperate with what I'm doing.
What were your parents busy with that they couldn't be there for you?
I ain't gonna lie, they ain't really like, they really ain't been in my life too much. You feel
because
me?
Because of drugs or prison?
No, it's because like my dad got dementia and my mom, she's in another part of the state to where she like ain't really been in my life even past that. But like my dad on my dad's side, like he had dementia, you know what I'm saying? So he has dementia to where like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even been in my life.
Was he older when he had you?
No, he's like only like a couple years older than my mom. Like I want to say like 49.
Wow. And so who raised you?
Who raised me? Myself, I ain't gonna lie. But my grandma had raised me from my dad's side a little bit of my life. But other than that, I taught myself how to drive. I taught myself how to, you know what I'm saying, do everything that I know how to do.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive.
And I know how to, like, you know what I'm saying, handle myself in a good way, because if I don't handle myself in a good way, then I don't know how to handle myself. So I just learn how to just hold accountability and just do what I do.
How far did you go in school?
I'm doing school right now.
How old are you now?
I am 24.
And you're going to what?
I'm doing Penn Foster right now.
What
online
is that?
Schooling.
What is that? Is that high school level?
Yeah, online high school, because I don't want to get a GED because I ain't no half-ass bitch. So I'm going to go and get my full diploma.
You are no.
Yes.
You ain't no half-ass bitch.
Half-ass bitch at all.
So you dropped out of school when you
Yeah, kind of. I fell off of school for a little bit and I came back to
what,
it.
What grade were you when you stopped?
I want to say like 8th or 9th grade.
Mm-hmm. And how
Maybe
were you?
Like 10th. How are you, I ain't gonna lie.
How many times are you not gonna lie?
But hold on. I'm gonna bring it to you like this, because I was a juvenile and I got locked up in 2014. And I got out in 2018 and ain't been back.
What'd you go to juvenile
for? I was in, I hate to say this shit. I was in Denver, Colorado. I was in the worst county ever. I don't even want to be talking about it because I don't fuck with police.
What were you in jail for?
Where was I in jail from? Gordon County.
What was that mean?
Gordon County was in...
What did you do that got you locked up?
Basically, I don't know. Like, I had met up with a friend and I didn't know that it was a stolen vehicle, and I got in the vehicle, and then, you know what I'm saying, I just took the charges because I'm a real bitch, you feel me? Like, I ain't about to say nothing to these rollers because I don't fuck with police.
How long you been in Los Angeles?
I've been in Los Angeles for, I want to say, like 2.5 years.
You started doing this kind of work, prostitution, at what age?
I want to say 22, 23.
When you were 22 or 23, or when?
When I was 22, 23.
I see.
I came down here. I had met a homegirl, and you know what I'm saying? Cool people and stuff like that. And I just like fell more into it. And then it's like, you know what I'm saying? I just learned the thing. The more like the game and what a prostitution do, what a prostitute would do, and how they would do what they do to get their money. And I know how I'm going to do and what I ought to do to get the money. You feel me?
How are you getting money before this?
I was getting money. I ain't going to lie, no way. Because there was no way but the highway.
So what does that mean?
But I turned my options off and I just learned to get the money.
What were you doing to make money?
What was I doing to make money in the past? Nothing. But when I touched down in California, I learned to make money.
Okay. Are you doing this on your own or you have a
pimp? I love to do it on my own because I know how I will hold myself and how I will hold my potential and how I would do things the way I do it. That way it could go accordingly. But other than that.
No kids, right?
I have one kid.
You do?
Yes.
And where's your child?
My child is with my auntie.
In Colorado?
Yes.
Tell me about drugs.
Fuck drugs. Drugs is not it. Smoke weed, do lean, that's it.
So you're drinking cough syrup.
Because that alcohol is not it.
The cough syrup does the trick.
Yes, it does. I'm not going to lie. You know why? Because that cough syrup bring the truth out. Just like the alcohol do.
Yeah. And you need that just to do this kind of work?
No, not at all.
You can do this work sober?
I can. I love to do this work, sir.
You do?
Yes.
Do you like entertaining men?
I love entertaining men. I love entertaining men in a good way for them to spend money and be a trick.
What kind of men are you entertaining?
The men that like to spend money.
So on Figueroa Street, is it mostly Hispanic men?
Hispanic. It'd be Hispanic, whites. I mainly don't like to fuck with the dark skins, but there be some dark skins that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because they do got money. But other than that, I really don't fuck with no pimps.
You'll do this every day?
Of course. But not only that, this ain't my only job. You feel me? I do nails. I could do hair. I could do custom t-shirts. I could do, you know what I'm saying? A woman just got to put their mind to it. And that's just how it's going to work. When you're going to put your mind to something and you know you're going to do that, then that's how it's going to happen. Other than that, it ain't going to happen because you ain't putting your mind to it.
What have you learned about men from doing this kind of work?
Just from exploring, seeing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the universe is around me and stuff like that to really even bring myself really in this, to really even bring that myself out this, to really know how I'm going to do it in my own way.
Do you trust men less now that you've done this for a while? Because a lot of your clients are probably married, right?
Yeah, and I ain't going to lie, because I have a couple of married men, and they come back to me. They want me back. They want me this and that. It's all right, though. You know why? Because I know what I do, and I know what I'm going to do for my own living. And I ain't trying to be in nobody's way or nothing, but I'm just trying to give somebody a comforting and, you know what I'm saying, like a good experience of what they got from me.
You've not had bad experiences?
I had a few couple bad experiences, but you know what I'm saying? I don't even really, like, I just, like, brush it off. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I go and brush it off, then it don't be bringing negative thoughts in my mind throughout that day.
And do you enjoy this kind of work or do you kind of dread it?
I enjoy it from here and there, but like if I got bread, then it ain't even like, you know what I'm saying? I throw it off for like a couple days, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't gotta be right there every day or there. No, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be on the blade figure roll every day or there. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. You know why? Because I already made bread and I already made my portion and you know what I'm saying? So therefore, I don't got to be over there every day because I'm not no thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to, like, spread my legs just for anybody. No, I'm not like that. I don't like that.
Have you been in love?
Have I been in love? I have been in love with some money. I've been in love with money. I ain't gonna hold you. Money is my, that's the key to the heart right there. Money, you know what I'm saying? Because then I know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to worry about. Because I got, you know what I'm saying? But I can't say I'm a rich bitch and got all the money in the world. But no, I'm going to stack and be there and get the money in the world. Because I'm a bad bitch. And I know I am.
Do you have friends?
Fuck friends. I don't fuck with friends. I don't fuck with no friends. You know why? Because friends, it could be the closest friend to you. They be done doubted you. You feel me? Like, I'm cool off all that. That shit is not me. You feel me? Like, I'm a whole different person. I like to be me. I like to what? Do me. You know why? Because when I go and do me, I just focus on myself. And I know what I'm going to do throughout that step. Other than that, I'm not worried about no friends. You know why? Because they ain't going to be paying my rent. They ain't gonna be doing this and that. They ain't gonna be paying for my phone bill, this and that. No, they ain't. I'm gonna be doing that because I'm gonna put the steps and I'm gonna straight keep doing it. That's why I don't want friends. I want close people and fuck enemies. You feel me? And fuck 12 too.
Where do you live? You have your own apartment or do you stay in hotels?
Hotels. Airbnbs, like high rises and, Airbnb, high rises and hotels, yeah.
You travel around the country or do you stay
here? Yeah, I have. I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I went to, like, back to Colorado, I traveled to New Mexico. I traveled to, like, a couple different states. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, when I touched down and said Vegas, look, I love Vegas. You knew, you see that new In-N-Out burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vegas In-N-Out burger, right?
What do you like about Vegas?
The strip and just a lot of people and just like a lot of like, you know what I'm saying? People to communicate with and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like people out and about and like, it's not like a quiet community. You know what I'm saying? Prior to Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? Because Figueroa would be like, well, when you go to the strip, oh, it would be a whole different story. You feel me? So that's why I need to hit that Vegas.
So you're loyal to money.
Love it.
Money's your thing. Is it because you didn't have money as a kid?
Something like that, but like, not only that, I know I need money building up and building myself. You feel me? Like,
are you sending money to your aunt for your kid?
Of course. Not only that, my aunt wouldn't want me to send money to my kid because she wants me away from my kid. So you know what I'm saying? That's why I'd be like a bigger person. And I just have, you know what I'm saying? My, yeah. That's why I just have my other, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's a weird little, you know what I'm saying, little scenario. Like, you know what I'm saying? My sister in Grand Junction, where she's closer to my daughter, don't even, like, mess with me or nothing. You feel me? Like, she pushes me away, too. Like, she singles me out the picture. Like,
do they know what you do for work?
That ain't none of their business.
But they probably have figured out something.
No. It's just how they've been.
But like, why,
even
why?
Way before I was doing what I'm doing.
But if I was in your family and you had a child, how old's your kid?
My kid, she's 11.
11. So if I was in a family with you and you had an 11-year-old kid and you were not around, you were elsewhere, I'd be figuring you're up to no good.
No, because I've been trying to go right there where, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't gonna lie. She had asked my mom for her address, right, to say she was going to send pictures of my daughter to my mom, her pictures, her school pictures. Come to find out, she sent custody pictures. Well, she sent custody letter in the mail from the judge. I'm cool. You feel me? That's where I took shit different. Because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I've been trying to send money, like, you know what I'm saying? And when I go and I message her and I go and ask her, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? She just ignore the message. Mind to tell you, you don't even have no custody of her. My grandma from my dad's side, which is my dad's mom, we had half and half custody, which means she had 50 and I had 50. Why does she have custody? You know what I'm saying, though?
Do you talk with your daughter?
I can't. She won't let me. But guess what I'm about to do? Fight for that. Because that's mine. That's why I'm about to get my spot this week. And I'm about to just line it all up. Because you know what? That's my daughter. She came out mine. You feel me? Like, what? You did not, shorty. Little shorty, you did not.
Who's the father?
The father, he's in prison right now. Because you know what I'm saying? But like, and he might tell you, he denied the child. Okay, boom. You could deny the child. Okay, boom. That's my child. You feel me? Thank you for denying. You know what I'm saying? That shit's all on the swab and everything. DNA test came back positive for you. So what are you denying the kid for? You feel me? Because I already knew where it was coming from. Like, you know what I'm saying? So don't play me. Because I'm not somebody to be played. Because I'm not no board game, you know what I'm saying? It ain't a Monopoly get out of jail free card, you feel me?
Do you have any regrets in your life?
Yes, I do. I do. I do have a lot of regrets in my life, and that's leaving my daughter. Not even leaving her, but like just stepping my life away from her because I didn't want to have what I had going on in front of her, and then this fucked up shit happened. So then, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to build my back, because I don't even be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my weed. I love my, lean, that's it. And liquor, that's it. But guess what? I don't even want liquor no more. That's what I be telling my people. It's like, I don't even want liquor. Because that lean, you know what I'm saying? It just be, instead of being aggressive with everybody, you feel
me? How many bottles of cough syrup are you going through a day?
Not even one.
Really?
Yeah, only like a few lines.
What does cough syrup do for you?
What does cough syrup do for me?
Lean, as you call it.
It makes me lean, and it makes me feel like a chill back, speak on what I'm going to say. You feel me? So it's like, when I go and speak on what I'm going to say, then I'm going to speak on what I'm going to say, and then it's going to be like no remorse. You feel me? Like, it's going to be like no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, that's just what it is.
Do you have moments where you're questioning your decisions or your life situation right now?
There do be times where I'd be by myself and I'd be do be questioning God, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, why did I ever put myself in this situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did I ever put myself or even step myself into this situation? God be like, whatever happened, you know what I'm saying? It'd just be like a dark night, be chilly, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, Lord, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, forgive me, you feel me? Like, please forgive me for my sins, because I know I've been, like, you know what I'm saying, in and out or whatever, but, like, I'm cool. I ain't even been incarcerated since 2014 to got out in 2018. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not it. You feel me? I don't, don't catch me around no motherfucking officer.
Do you think prostitution should be legalized?
Not really. You know why? Because if you are above age, like if you're like 21 plus, then that should be, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, if you're a minor, then it should be legalized. You feel me? But other than that, no, not as an adult. At all. Not as an adult. It should not be. Because you are an adult. You're a grown-ass woman with an ID. You could, you know what I'm saying? But if you are a minor, that shit should be illegalized. Because that is minors.
Mm-hmm.
That is not okay.
I get it. Where do you think your life is going? Do you think, like, in 5 years?
I think my life is going in the right path because I feel like the more I grow, the more I build, and the more I, you know what I'm saying, like, strive upon myself.
Do you have a bank account?
Yes, of course.
And do you have money in the bank?
Of course I do.
Don't say of course I do, because
come on, of course I do. Majority, if you got a credit one, of course you do.
The majority of women doing what you're doing don't have money in the bank.
Yeah, and that's not okay, because you know why? Because they be paying somewhat for somewhat and somewhat, and they just doing that for nothing. I'm not. I'm doing that. I got green credit score. I'm cool. You feel me? Like, I'm building my shit up.
Where are you going to be in 5 years?
Where am I going to be in 5 years? I am not going to hold you. A lawyer. That's what I'm going to school for. After I graduate my little high school, I'm about to be a lawyer.
You're lawyer material?
Of course.
You are?
Of course. I got to.
But what kind of lawyer?
I want to be a criminal lawyer. So, which means, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who's, like, basically somebody who had just got a case or whatever, and is basically trying to get revenge out of whatever they did to get back. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I'm going to be that lawyer. Because you know what I'm going to say? Like, what? Like, I'm going to be that. I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to be the boss. Like, what?
Tell me about your grades in school.
My grades in school, I ain't gonna lie. I only got, I want to say, 16 credits. And I've had all A's and B's.
Hmm.
So far in school, yes. And I do online schooling, too. I'm Penn Foster.
You'll have to come see me in 5 years when you're a lawyer.
Yes.
Or law school.
I definitely have to. And then we definitely gonna have to do another interview.
Bella, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
The most important lesson that I learned in my life is to not go for less money, to always go for the higher money, and to always have patience with the one person to get, you know what I'm saying, the portion that you want. Or not only that, like, to never downgrade another person that's doing something, because, you know what I'm saying, whatever you're doing. But to really build yourself and really know your own mentality and know how you're going to stand up and be on 10 toes when that come down. You like that?
You're going to make a kick-ass lawyer.
I'm going to make a kick-ass lawyer, huh?
I'm not going to lie.
That's why I be telling them, look, I'm ready to kick them right now. Because I ain't going to lie. Look, I'm not going to hold you. That's why I be telling them all the time. I'm not going to lie, Mark.
All right, Bella. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
I wish you lots of luck out there. Thank you.